Agriculture is taking a bad rap during this drought, with people in the cities telling us that we are taking on too much water. They've especially focused their attention on almonds. Even Comedy Central's Jon Stewart took a jab at the nut industry. Now, Jon is a great comedian, but he's from New York City. Why does he think he can tell Californians what to grow? Almonds are taking a hit partly because they are a major export item, and some people think we are exporting our water when we sell them overseas. Does this mean we have to stop all exports like wine or cars? The amount of water used is another reason to target almonds. People in the cities think ag in general, and almonds in particular, get too big of a share of the water supply. One Central Valley almond grower took umbrage at the growing outcry against nut crops. Brad Gleason, a pistachio and almond grower, was particularly challenged by the comment coming from the cities that it takes 1 gallon of water to grow one almond nut. In an op-ed published in the Los Angeles Times and picked up by the Fresno Bee, Mr. Gleason points out that it takes 168 gallons of water to produce a single watermelon, 50 gallons for one cantaloupe, and 35 gallons to grow one head of broccoli. These numbers don't have any real significance because none of them represent water being wasted. With growers paying up to $1,000 per acre foot and faced with drilling new wells, every drop is precious. Drip irrigation is cheap in comparison. This infighting among water users shows the seriousness of the problem. But the answer isn't more water wars, it's pulling together to find new sources of water. Conservation programs in the cities are working, let's expand them. We need to recycle more, clean up and use wastewater, and we need to put our great science minds to work looking for cheaper and better ways to desalinate. I'm Lynn Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West.